Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I just have a bunch of stories I kind of want to talk about. Not any one of them is a particularly a huge standout that I would spend the whole segment on, but here we go. Leslie Williams, you've never heard of him, 62 years old. He's a pastor, lives in the Villages, let's just say the Villages has a reputation for being a place where old people go to meet other old people. John, am I wrong?
That's a gentle way of putting it.
When you live in the Villages, you don't need a dating app. Anyway, so... just walk outside your door, turn right, swap right, swipe right. Swap right, even. I mean, all of that. Yeah, so... Okay. I'm sure there are a conservative who lives there. Anyway, so he runs Leslie Williams Ministries... that advertises services preparing you for the end of time out of a rented mailbox at a shopping center there in the Village. He wrote a book, Love Her Like This. Loving her has never been deeper. Biblical commitment to improving marital relations. Book all about falling in love forever. My wife's an amazing woman. I feel the way I look. Thank you, sis. He recently got married, except that it wasn't to her. It was to another woman. So this is a second marriage for the man. When you know how to love, you can't just contain it to the one, you know? So, yeah, he's been arrested for bigamy. That's how that works. That's illegal. You know, you can live with a bunch. You can mess around with a bunch. You just can't say I do to more than one at the same time. You know, you can say I do to more than one over the course of time as long as you say I don't anymore. Between, you know, there's got to be, you know, it has to be sequential polygamy, not contiguous, you know, contemporaneous polygamy, right? You can... be married to... Okay, too deep for you? All right, so moving on. That's a funny story. The New York Post said that, you know, making us all look great. I love the way the New York Post framed this. Florida pastor who wrote book on how to love your spouse arrested over allegations he has multiple wives. Yeah, that'll do it. All right, again, I mean, if you're good at loving, you know, why cannot more than one enjoy it? Well, because, you know, the law. The vaccine exemption bill, Clay Yarborough's bill, that would change vaccine exemptions. It's not quite the full LADAPO. It's not quite the full get rid of all your requirements. By the way, it's state law that the vaccine requirements that are what you would think of as the big ones, you know, measles, mumps, rubella, the old MMR, polio, diphtheria, rubella, tetanus, you know, those are all in the law. Oh, thank you for turning off yours as well. I appreciate that, John. That's a good one. So anyway, it happens. So LADAPO wants to get rid of all of these requirements. They're not going to quite go that far, but they are going to try to roll back the what you might think of as the more recent optional ones, the Hep B, chickenpox, HIV, pneumococcal conjugate, or, you know, anyway, so for school attendance. So they're going to try to roll back some of those. And, you know, one doctor who commented on it, actually Senator Gail Harrell, who's a Republican, she said, my physician has said to me, Gail, I don't want to learn how to treat polio. And that's what's going to happen. Now, I mean, that's an exaggeration because we're not talking about rolling back the polio vaccine. But there you go. That's something to look forward to in the special session. Also, the redistricting. We now have the map proposed by Governor DeSantis that we've been waiting on. And that map, as you probably have heard in the headlines, has, if it goes into effect, would probably benefit the Republicans by four more seats. There are eight Democrats right now in Congress. This would make it so there's only four. Republicans would pick up four seats. Remember, Virginia had their crazy redistricting. Texas pushed to do it. Illinois already has crazy redistricting. California already has crazy redistricting. This is the thing I was talking about with Senator Scott last hour. The whole system is insane. It really is. And the interesting thing about Florida is there are a couple of elements of state law that are worth knowing. We passed back in 2010. I wasn't living here, but y'all did, which I support. And it says that in sections 20 and 21 of Article 3, it specifically says In fact, I'll read it to you. It's worth it. No apportionment plan or individual district shall be drawn with the intent to favor or disfavor a political party or an incumbent. This is for congressional candidates. And districts shall not be drawn with the intent or result, that or result is very important, of denying or abridging the equal opportunity of racial or language minorities to participate in the political process or to diminish their ability to elect representatives of their choice. Districts shall consist of contiguous territory. That means touching. And then there's more stuff. But that means that it is a violation of state law to gerrymander for political effect. As in, to redraw the district specifically to get more Republicans or Democrats in is illegal under our state constitution. It's unconstitutional, small c for the state rather than big C for the U.S. Constitution. And so even though at the federal level, it's perfectly legal to gerrymander for political effect, you would think it's not, but it is. In fact, it came up in the Supreme Court arguments over the Alabama congressional map that, you know, it's allowed. It's crazy to think that, but it is allowed. So we'll talk about the implications of this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you. The only delay I'm seeing right now is 98 westbound headed into Gulf Breeze. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So here's the thing. Just because a map would reduce the number of Democrats elected to Congress, that doesn't mean the map was politically engineered. Now, it's a lot easier to say the map isn't politically engineered when it doesn't change the number of seats by party. But a map that is properly drawn could be remedying prior maps that were improperly drawn. Because either they were drawn for racial purposes. We've already had some of that cleanup here in the state of Florida because there's some, you know, question about the legitimacy of using race as a factor. And that is actually we're waiting on a Supreme Court opinion. In fact, one of the questions going into this special session was, how can you approve a map when the Supreme Court hasn't ruled on what the rules are related to race and maps? Shouldn't you wait till after that? Because it's not like you can vote in a provisional map for something that you don't know whether it's unconstitutional or not. Like, it's a weird scenario to be doing this redistricting now. I actually think they shouldn't be doing it until after the Supreme Court issues their ruling. The problem is, can you get it in before the primaries? Can you get it in because the ruling's going to come in June? You know, you have the timeline problem, okay? But just because you reduce the number of representatives a party gets, it doesn't mean the map was drawn poorly if it was drawn badly before. And if you look at a map of Florida, what you discover, a voting by percentage, who's in what party kind of map, Democrats really only have majority power in like four or five places, right around Tallahassee. But the way the maps are drawn currently, Tallahassee does not have enough of influence that they cannot win District 2. It's a red district. It's a pink district, okay? But otherwise, the concentration of Democrats where they could really be in control is like Tampa, Orlando, and then like around Miami, you know, Fort Lauderdale, that whole area. And it's not that everybody there is. It's just that those are the concentrations. So if you look on a map for where Democrats really should feel entitled to getting some congressional representation, it's Tampa, Orlando, and Miami. And this map does that, although it may not do it for Tampa. And so then you raise the question of, well, okay, is this map simply getting the people represented more properly? Or is this map a political engineering response to the push by other maps elsewhere to try to get more control for the Democrats? And that's why it's probably going to get litigated no matter what gets done. If it even gets approved, it's, you know, kind of an unknown at this point. But it's not an obvious thing to figure out. And part of the reason is because typically high percentage Democrat areas are urban areas where you have high concentrations of blacks. And so you have areas where people are living together in much higher percentages. Like, you know, in Escambia County, I forget the number, but we're pretty close. It was like 55-45, I think, in the last election, something like that. I might be off on that, but it's fairly close. It's still Republican, but it's fairly close. And so, you know, you can lose by a little and not have a representative. But if you lose by a little across a whole state, you might not have any representatives, even though in every district you've lost by a little. And then maybe you have one area where you have like 90% of the vote. Now, that could be because the people drawing the districts are so-called packing, is what that's called. But it could also just be because you live in an area that's a very high-density Democrat voting area. It's more likely to be high-density Democrat voting areas because urban centers are more likely Democrat and have a higher concentration of people in one area. So you don't have to have packed that district in order to make it high concentration Democrats. And, you know, Democrats might complain about that. That seems wrong that you're pushing all of it. But it's a question then of how was the district drawn? Does it follow natural boundaries? Does it follow natural neighborhoods? Do you create artificial divisions between things? The kind of the tools cracking is splitting things up, packing is putting them together. Anyway, all I'm telling you is that this issue about the redistricting districts is complicated by race, it's complicated by the state law, and it's also complicated by the reality on the ground of where Democrats tend to live in concentration enough to justify that they should get a representative. Those are the issues they're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Hey, if you are thinking about buying a home, especially your first home, give Christina Leavenworth a call. Man, I remember when we first bought our house, you know, first house we ever bought. It's scary. It's a lot of money. You're afraid of making a mistake. You know, did we really do our due diligence? Did we find the right one? Are we going to be happy? I mean, it's a big consequential thing. You want great advice. And I wish I could go back in time and have a Christina. I mean, it was in Illinois, so it wouldn't have been her exactly. But, you know, somebody like her, which there aren't many, but somebody like her to really walk us through that process, oh, man, would have made such a huge difference. So many things I learned since then. Well, you don't have to learn them all the hard way. Sometimes you can learn it the easy way by asking an expert. She and her team sold 209 homes last year. That is crazy. For a week. Ridiculous level of success. So if you're buying for the first time, or you're buying for the fourth time, or you're selling and you're buying, and you want somebody who's going to help you, or even you're not sure. You might be renting now, and you're like, I don't know. The market's kind of weird. I don't really want to buy just yet. Okay, call her and ask. And she'll talk to you, and she'll say, okay, here's your concerns. Here's what you can afford. Here's what works. Here's what's happening right now. And she'll walk you through that and help you make a good decision. Get expert advice before you make a good decision instead of just trying to justify the one you already made. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3. 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, if it was me, I wouldn't need protection.
How do you figure?
Ralph Furley, black belt.
Good morning, 823 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning. WNBA star and former record-setting Iowa Hawkeye, Caitlin Clark.
Why does that matter? Why would you mention that? I don't understand the relevance.
I know. We just got to... You know how it is. We got to take the wins where we can get them.
I do know for sure. Yes.
So Caitlin,
he's from Iowa, but if people
that's
who
right.
don't know, go ahead.
So Caitlin Clark is adding author to her resume. Clark's children's picture book is called Extraordinary: A Little Extra to Reach Big Dreams, and that's being published. It's coming out in November. Written in rhyming verse, the book shares a message about effort and support, inspired by an inscription that hung above the mirror in her childhood bedroom in Iowa.
Where?
In Iowa.
What else you got? Okay. That's your first story, right?
That is. I've got more. So this one's a woman has passed away, unfortunately, after falling from a Carnival cruise ship balcony. Apparently, she landed on the deck below. The cruise line said that happened Monday morning on the Carnival Firenze. She was traveling with family members at the time, and Carnival says they have notified all of the authorities on that. And Tennessee lawmakers have now revised their Ten Commandments bill after scaling back a controversial requirement. Instead of mandating displays in public schools, the new version simply allows schools to post the Ten Commandments along with other historical documents like the Declaration of Independence if they choose.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 825, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers? No accidents to report to you right now. Only delay I'm seeing is on 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Keela Richardson last night singing Taylor Swift as one of her two songs. Can I go? And her arrangement there was a little bit different. It took me a minute to recognize that song until I went and listened to the Taylor Swift version. Can I go where you go? Which is a little bit different. Both her vocal tone is so different, but also the way it's arranged, kind of that, I feel like it's a, you know, 1980s episode of Moonlighting where they've got the soft light on Cybill Shepherd and the... You know, something along those lines. Then
where did that come from?
I don't know. I was gonna say Indigo Girls, but I thought it's not really Indigo Girls.
No,
so
it's
much
more,
but
like it's Moonlighting.
Do you ever remember you watch Moonlighting when
yes.
you were young? And
oh,
Bruce
yes.
Willis, that was actually one of my favorite shows, and it was always Bruce Willis was just like, you know, the crisp picture, and then they'd go to Cybill Shepherd, and it's like the 1940s movie set with the, you know, the faded, blurry kind of light to make her look all glistening and angelic or whatever. I don't know. It's how my brain works. All right, so Keela Richardson, second song, singing boldly, deciding to sing Etta James, who she self-described as not knowing, just wanted to do well by her. Okay, she did great, but it's not really fair to sing Etta James, because, you know, Etta is...
Most of all, I just don't want to be free, no.
All you can really do, I think, is just not embarrass yourself.
You stopped it.
I know. It's like...
I was really grooving,
you know,
to that.
The takeaway for me, and she did great. She advanced to the top five. Well done, Keela. If she gets to the top three, we're going to have a parade here, some kind of celebration, Wahoo's performance, probably on the 6th of May. I'm assuming that she's going to make it through, so you can probably count on that at this point. But I will tell you know what my net takeaway was?
What's your net?
I just want to go listen to Etta James. Just want to go.
I know.
To,
I was enjoying
know,
the
it's
groove.
So, all right, fine.
You took it away.
Ooh. And baby, I'd rather be blind, boy, than to see you walk away. See you walk away from me.
And you know what I love about that song? It's I'd rather be blind than see you walk away from me. What a great lyric. Pretty savage.
Very.
Right? But when Etta James sings it, you're like, yeah, me too.
I'm exactly.
8:28 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my goodness. What else do we have going on? Oh, Wall Street Journal says that we don't talk to each other anymore.
Huh?
This just in. Not you, John.
Hi, Andrew.
But the decline in words spoken, not words texted, words actually spoken, you know, to other human beings in real time is declined from in, let's see, in 2005, 16,600 words spoken per day. In 2019, 11,900. That's about, what, 29%, I think, decline, 28% decline. So we are talking to each other less. Well, why? Because we text our friends happy birthday instead of calling because, you know, we order dinner on an app instead of talking to a person. And I, you know, you may think I'm old for this, but I would rather call the restaurant and place the order, place the pizza, you know? I would just rather do it. John can't believe it, but that's because John hates people.
I love people, but I'm just like, I can get it right on the app.
Oh, I'm always afraid I'm going to get it wrong on the app. I have dread of the error.
You know what?
But if I talk to a person, I know it's going to be right.
Are you sure?
I am. More sure than on the app. How many times you ever put something wrong on the app and then caught it? All the time, right?
No.
Fine, Mr. Perfection. Anyway, chatting with coworkers, making awkward eye contact with the barista, you know, all those little interactions and big interactions, those matter, and we're losing them. And, you know, psychologists say that a little bit of yapping, even when you don't like it, actually makes you happier as a human being. Funny that.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. You could call it King's Day at the White House. King Charles and Queen Camilla's formal arrival ceremony will be followed by the King's speech before a joint meeting of Congress marking America's 250th. A California engineer now formally charged with trying to assassinate President Trump Saturday night, D.C. federal prosecutor Jeanine Pirro, saying he was willing to kill whoever was in the way, that detention hearing on Thursday. No apology last night from ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel.
It was a very light roast joke about the fact that he's almost 80 and she's younger than I. It was not by any stretch of the definition a call to assassination, and they know that. I've been very vocal for many years speaking out against gun violence.
It was for his White House correspondent's dinner parody, saying the First Lady glowed like an expectant widow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, and we've got 74 degrees right now with mostly cloudy skies. And we'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Pensacola Community Garden getting a lot of attention after being featured in a new Home Depot television commercial. The From the Ground Up Community Garden, it's under I-110, the overpass downtown, was selected from a nationwide pool of candidates for the 62nd spot. And the selection came with thousands of dollars in donated plants, materials, and supplies, including new lighting, furniture, and kitchen equipment. Elizabeth Eubanks told the PNJ the response since that commercial's release has been overwhelming, with a lot of people reaching out who'd never heard of the place before. The garden has served the community since 2015. They say it's a place to grow food, host artists, and bring people of all backgrounds together. Pensacola's Keela Richardson is now in the American Idol top five after a strong performance yesterday on Taylor Swift Week, and Richardson sang Lover by Taylor Swift.
Take me out, take me home. You're my lover.
And she followed that up with an Etta James song, I'd Rather Go Blind, earning an overwhelming vote from America to continue on. Next week, she'll be competing for a top three spot. And, of course, the city has said if she makes it into the top three, there could be a local performance in the near future. Well, some surfers on Pensacola Beach say they've noticed a bit of a greasy film on their skin after going in the water, and they believe it may be connected to the ongoing beach renourishment project. Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier Management says that slick feeling is likely algae and sediment being stirred up from the ocean floor by dredging and not any type of equipment leak. Fishermen also noticing fewer fish near the pier, and that apparently is due to vibrations from the dredging pipe. The Santa Rosa Island Authority says the contractor is submitting daily water quality reports to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, and that dredging project is expected to wrap up early next month. Escambia County deputies have located a 3-year-old boy that was taken from West Florida Hospital before he could receive treatment for life-threatening injuries. Deputies say 33-year-old Denisha Blunt had taken the child to the hospital with severe head and facial injuries consistent with abuse, then left with him from the hospital when they began investigating. The child has since been found and received medical care. Blunt has been the child's foster caregiver since last January. The investigation is ongoing. Additional charges are expected. And Pensacola police asking for the public's help in identifying a person of interest in Sunday morning shooting on North 17th Avenue. That suspect described as Hispanic, early to mid-20s, and somewhere between 5'10 and 6 feet tall, last seen wearing a red shirt, blue jeans, black shoes. Of course, PPD has posted photos of that suspect, or that person of interest, rather, online. If you have information, call PPD or call Crime Stoppers. And it's 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 5-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Right now, 75 degrees. Let's get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 83 degrees, 20% chance of rain today. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 84. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Keeping a small 20% chance of rain on that Thursday with a high near 79 degrees, and Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 75 and partly cloudy skies right now. Your next news in 30 minutes. And your money now. We've got a mixed open on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 0.25%, 49,294.06. The S&P is down just under 0.5%, 71,41.65. NASDAQ down just under 0.5% at 24,649.64. That 10-year bond rate today is up a bit at 4.36%. Gold prices down 106.10 at 45.87.60. Silver down 265 at 72.37. Oil prices today up just over 3.5%, 99.83 a barrel. And looking at our crypto prices, looks like it is mostly down. Bitcoin down over 500, just over 500. That's about under 0.75%, 76,246.10. The only crypto seeing an increase right now is Dogecoin, which for some reason is up fractionally. Taking a look at our financial headlines. Some say a trip to your favorite warehouse store is becoming a full contact sport. Shoppers say extra large carts are being used as blockades and battering rams, depending on how intent a shopper is at getting a sample or paper towels. And with more people hunting for bargains, that apparently is happening more often. Reports of people being hurt shopping at warehouse stores are up, along with police interventions. Global Data Retail, which measures shoppers' behavior in stores, says warehouse shopping is immersive by design. Their advice is to treat your cart like your car and apparently to watch your feet. General Motors reporting higher than expected first quarter profits. The automaker says earnings per share were $3.70 compared to $2.62 that was predicted. And adjusted earnings before taxes, a little over $4.2 billion, up 22% from 1 year ago. OpenAI and Microsoft are renegotiating a deal that links the two companies together. The new contract gives Microsoft a non-exclusive license to use OpenAI products through 2032. It also means Microsoft will be AI's primary cloud provider for the next 6 years. And a group of budget airlines want the White House, are asking the White House, rather, for $2.5 billion to help stem the cost of jet fuel. In exchange, the airlines would give the federal government the right to purchase stakes in the companies. The Association of Value Airlines represents carriers like Frontier and Avelo, and they're heading up that request. The group says the cash infusion would help to preserve vital industry competition. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Christy and Darren Costello are the owners of Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wines, and Cheeses. On March 15th, 2020, at the start of the COVID pandemic, Christy Costello woke in the middle of the night by a vision she was given from God.
I felt I was being called to feed the children that were missing out on meals because the schools had been closed, Jesus told me.
And then it all began.
That next morning, I started our free lunch program, feeding every child a free sack lunch that came through our doors.
At first, there were a few. Then every day, more and more came.
The need in our community was huge. The demand kept growing, and I refused to turn away from feeding these children.
Fast forward.
I created a foundation in honor of my mother, Kimberly Tower. To date, we have provided over 500,000 free meals. We've made tangible strides, but our mission is calling for even more, and we really need your help. We need donations, we need volunteers, and most of all, we need your prayers.
To find out more on how you can help, visit the Kimberly Tower Foundation website at ktfforlove.org or drop by and meet Christy at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the corner of Lillian and Fairfield Drive.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-983-2077 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-983-2077. That's 800-983-2077. What do you have to lose? Call 800-983-2077. Again, 800-983-2077.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
As a business owner, you want less to worry about. You want proven, simple concepts and tools that just do what they said they will do, and proof that those tools work. Well, that's ADX Digital. Simple digital concepts that move the needle for your business. Reporting that proves the results and market-leading customer service. And that's what we do.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed, staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's question comes from you from TV Land, and the question is, tell me the show that you watched most all the episodes of, or all, but you want to go back and watch again. Or maybe it's one you have watched again and gone back and watched again. But what's the show that you would, like, you kind of, you know, maybe you're a little scared about the time commitment, you know, because of how many episodes it would mean. But tell me the TV show that you would like to, almost like a, you know, I don't know if you have to-do lists or if you, I'm probably going to expose myself in a bad way here for this. I have a list of these are the movies I want to see that I haven't seen. These are the TV shows I'd like to watch because otherwise I forget. And then I'm like, oh yeah, Tales of the Gold Monkey. I'm there. You know, so you don't remember that show, do you, John? Okay. Anyway. So Tales of the Gold Monkey. Yeah. Anyway, it's an old show. Okay. So 4-3-7-16-20. Tell me the TV show that if you have done, it's fine. You can say that. Or if you want to, but you want to go back and watch because, you know, sometimes you can watch regular shows that are on now and you think, man, I miss the old days. And sometimes you watch them and you're like, man, it's doing pretty well right now because there are some really great shows out on TV or streaming or Dish or, you know, God, you can't even say on TV. What's a TV? I don't know. Ask your grandma. John Pickens, what is your answer to the question? What's a TV show that you'd kind of like to go back and watch again if you could bring yourself to give up the time?
Go back and watch again would be The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
I always loved that show.
Have you ever gone and watched old episodes?
Some, yes. But not the commitment that you're, trying to expose.
I did this sort of, not the same show, but similar era. I did this recently with the A-Team because set it to record. And I thought, because they probably got some good sound drops. And I have the good sound drops from, I have some of them anyway from the A-Team. But, you know, what I discovered is the show is good. They are good. There's a different kind of pace to those shows, and you got to force yourself to watch a little bit because your pace expectations have changed over the years, and you know what you didn't even know was slow then.
Right.
seems a little bit slow now, and just a little teeny tiny bit repetitive. Some of the plots, but yeah, it's it's good stuff.
I love it when a plan comes together.
All right, so Dukes of Hazzard, I have to go hunt that one up. So okay, that's your answer, is Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is, I have a real clear top of mind list for this one. And for me, there's one that's at the top, but I have a couple of other ones I'll share with you as we go along.
You know how I know? How? Because smart people told me.
The West Wing. The West Wing is my go. And the reason I don't watch it, because I'm rewatching The Unit right now, which is a great series by David Mamet. It's, I think, the best SEAL focused, and there's been a lot of those, but is because my wife doesn't want to watch it again. We watched it when it first came out, and you know, it's 150 episodes or so, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot of time of my time, like to give up my TV time for that. You know, our time is fine, but my time anyway. So but that's probably my top of the. I have a couple of others that are up there but not quite as high up there. So your text 437-1620, what's the TV show that you would kind of like to go back and rewatch, or you will, or maybe you have. I don't know. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. We just had an accident pop up on 9 Mile Road and Highway 29. Not seeing that's no road blockage there, just some minor delays on 29. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
This is Rush. Coltrane. I got them Duke boys this time. I really got them.
That make you feel better, John?
Oh, I love it.
But I know what you really want.
I need that on my car.
He's got his arms out in the Jack pose from Titanic. I'm the king of the moonshiners. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. I mean, you know, they were involved in an illegal trade, right? I mean, they're moonshiners.
What's wrong with that?
The origins of NASCAR, right? That's what the Dukes of Hazzard is all about.
You not like moonshine?
I'm just going to move on here. Text 437-1620. Tell me about the show that you would like to go back and watch again and would be willing to. Somebody says Frasier. Ooh, you know, I have to admit it. You ready? I've probably only seen one or two maybe episodes of Frasier ever.
What?
I know. I watched all of Cheers and Frasier never captured. But you are a talk show host. I've never watched WKRP more than one season, too. I mean, it's...
Boy.
Yeah.
My image just... Here I was thinking you were a true radio...
I know.
Person.
And I have watched a lot of mediocre television in my life, or good television and bad television. I've watched a lot of television, and I just have never
seen...
But
don't you watch the ones that do radio and... The guy's mic is like way over here.
Oh, I know. It's terrible.
And it's like...
It's so unbelievable.
You know that doesn't really work over here.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. Let's see. Stefan texts in...
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. First sign of youngsters going wrong, you got to nip it in the bud.
You know, Andy Griffith is such a great example of a TV show that is well done, well produced, well performed, thoughtful, culturally useful... But you got to make yourself watch it if you adjusted to modern sentiments,
right. Like
modern pace and modern, because it's slow and it's in black and white, but it's rich. I mean, it really is. It's a genuinely great show if you can get past the fact that your sensibilities have been tuned into, you know, smartphones. And Andy Griffith's show is the show that baseball looks at and says, we don't go that slow. I mean, you know. But just, I mean, right? Let's see. Oh, Combat from the 60s. Okay, I would have been more like a Rat Patrol guy, but okay, fine. I'm with you. Those are good. Swamp People. Ooh, I don't know this one. Swamp People, do you know this show? I don't know what that is.
You need to look that up, son.
I need to?
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
What is it? Don't hold
on. About Swamp People.
Is it new? Is it old? Is it in black and white? Is it about creatures? Is it about people who live in the bayou? What is it?
If it's the one I'm thinking about, it's on Discovery.
Oh, so it's new. Relatively new.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Somebody says, I just finished MASH for the third time through. Wow.
You know, I told you people something a long time ago, and it's just as pertinent today as it was then. Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
Oh, man. Sydney was great. Colonel Flagg, obviously Loretta Swit. I mean, it is a genuinely great show. And I've watched a couple of episodes since having watched pretty much all of it on broadcast. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, the earliest episodes of The Cosby Show. Oh, Cosby was a great show, too. That's a good point. And I know it's hard to reconcile that with what we know about him since, but as an art product, that show was fantastic, even for its time, even though you got to see all the sweaters. And this is definitely one after my own heart. I so much agree with you. This is actually, I said there were a couple that were on my, like, I kind of want to list. These would be.
Let's see what's out there. Engage.
Star Trek The Next Generation. I actually have started watching that a little bit, like, not devoted, but I'm kind of in the first season again. And the original Star Trek is actually probably number 2 or 3 on my list of ones I want to go back and watch because I know them, but I want to watch them again. So that somebody texted in. Definitely Friends. Although we did recently watch Friends again, and it was as funny as it ever was.
I'm afraid the TV guide comes to Chenandler Bong.
Actually, it's Miss Chenandler Bong.
It's Miss Chenandler Bong. China Beach, somebody says. The Young Ones. Isn't that a soap? The Young Ones, isn't that? Is that the one about the EastEnders, about the British comedy series? I may be mixing these up. Game of Thrones, okay. I rewatch Game of Thrones. It's a great show. I mean, it's a genuinely good show. I know a lot of people hated the last season or the ending, but okay, fine. Emerald Live?
Bam. Oh, sorry. You just say it and I have to.
Nice. Nicely done. Oh, this is one I wouldn't have thought of. But, it has occurred to me because it's one that, like, I did watch every single episode of this show.
I did, too.
I don't think I could bring myself to be invested in this again.
What?
Oh, so long. How many seasons of 24 were there? It's long.
It was good.
But it was a very well-done show, yes. And, you know, obviously, great show for its time. Come On Knock on Our Door, Three's Company, yes. Good Times. Oh, that's a great example.
Oh.
Some of these 70s sitcoms, especially like the Norman Lear ones, you know, All in the Family, all that kind of stuff. I mean, those are genuinely fantastic. The original MacGyver. I tried it. I tried to teach my kids MacGyver. They're like, that is boring. But
really?
Look what
we
he's
got
doing.
YouTube. We got YouTube.
I know. But that was one that unfortunately didn't hold up, at least for my kids, over time, even though we grew up loving that. Miami Vice. Oh, interesting. Somebody says I just bought the whole box set of Miami Vice. All right, and now I want to buy a white Ferrari. Young Sherlock. My wife would fall asleep, so I'd rewatch the episode, and I'd still watch it again, always finding new details.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, Twilight. Oh, no, I do have Twilight Zones on the DVR, and I do watch those periodically. That, again, is one where, you know how some TV shows are almost like a good book where you know you should read it and you'll feel good reading it, but you can't make yourself read it. That's how I feel about The Twilight Zone or Outer Limits. Same thing. Like, I know I'm going to love it, but I also know, like, is this the thing I most want to watch right now? So I have a weird relationship with The Twilight Zone. Knight Rider.
Kit.
Nice.
Oh, I love Kit.
Oh yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I should have had the theme music pulled up instead of the quotes. Sequest. Oh, all right. Twilight Zone, another one. MacGyver or A-Team. Amazing Stories by Steven Spielberg. 8 seasons of 24. Yeah, it's a lot. How many episodes per season? It's a joke. Come on. How many episodes per season of 24, John?
24.
There you go.
I was just like, you don't know? I was like, Andrew,
somebody's
we
like,
need
I don't
talk.
Know. I mean, a season used to be 46, and then it was 26, and then it's 23, and I'm just not really sure what's the right answer for that. It's 24. It's in the name. The answer's in the name. I'm sorry. Oh, and this is another one. We have actually kind of been doing this one low-key.
Is your wife a goer, hey? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? That's nuts. That's nuts. Know what I mean? Say no more. Know what I mean?
Monty Python holds up for sure. Bones, somebody says. I tried rewatching 30-something, and they were so whiny. Fall Guy. Oh, yeah. After the $6 million man, Lee Majors did the Fall Guy. Driving around the Jeep being a stuntman. Andy Griffith, Leave It to Beaver. Hey, Wilbur from Mr. Ed. Wilbur. Sanford and Son. Oh, you know, I tried watching Sanford and Son again, and it was okay.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you.
You dummy. Lamont, you dummy. I don't ever say that to John. I'm glad. Probably it's right. All right. Hey, if you need any kind of work done in your home, complex systems, plumbing, air conditioning, electrical, heating, Peden can take care of you for that. And, you know, all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee, even over into Mobile. They recently expanded west across the state line over into Mobile. So they're in Baldwin County. They're in Escambia, of course. They're in, you know, Panama City, all these areas. And they are your place. 100% satisfaction. On any work they do, good people, good products, good installation. And right now, for this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That includes scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, I do. Yes. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on 98 westbound, traffic is backing up. It's about a 12 to 15 minute delay heading toward Gulf Breeze. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You big dummy.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
This is the story of the one. As a procurement manager for a hospital system, she keeps every facility in her network stocked and ready. That's why she counts on Grainger to be her single source for thousands of products, from disinfectants to lighting, air filters, and more. And with fast, dependable delivery, Grainger helps her keep every facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
What's going on? I should know. I'm the news director.
New payment system from Pensacola Energy and Sanitation. That's something I know we've all been, including Daryl, have been waiting on for a long time. It's something I promised before, but before I became mayor, because I had my own personal experience. I know so many people that I've heard from, but you're going to be able to use Venmo, you're going to be able to use Apple Pay, all of the modern solutions that you see, and that will start also on May 4th. So that'll be not this Monday, but the following Monday. So very, very excited for that. Please let your constituents know.
So on Star Wars Day, you can use modern technology to pay your Pensacola energy bills. They'll be using new ways to, you know, May 4th, right?
May 4th be with you.
Thank you for stating out loud the thing. Mayor D.C. Reeves talking about this cool thing and not one to let a good news note pass by without pursing his lips at it. Charles Baer.
Thank you, Madam President. And this is the longest short agenda meeting I've ever been to. I can say that. So, first of all, that payment system, that has been long overdue. Every time I go in to pay my bill for the city, It always pops up to the house that I don't own anymore. It's just so annoying. I'm like, I'm hopeful that won't be there anymore. And it shows me how much I paid back in 2018 or 17. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. So I'm glad we're getting a new system. I mean, ECUA's got a new system for us. I mean, come on.
T-H-A-N-K space Y-O-U.
That's all you had to say.
That's
it.
Well, I wasn't sure if he just maybe didn't know how to spell that or say it.
So we helped
him. C-O-N-G-R-A. Right? Does he just not know how to spell congratulations? Because you did misspell it. It's been this way for too long, and I'm not happy about it. Just, I don't know.
It affected me.
Charles Bear experience is starting to wear on me a little bit. All right, 4-3. Just, why are you so sour on him? Because I have to listen to him when I'm watching the meetings. And again, I'll say this honestly. I know Charles is a sincere person. He's a decent person. I'd trust him with my money. That's not the issue, but just... And I appreciate that he says what he believes. There's just kind of always got to be that one person on the board that's just out of step with everybody else and always saying no and voting no and everything. And then... Anyway, Meg's up next. Garden Line. Should be good.